next was I wanted to know how your chanting was this morning. Let's raise your hand. Yes.
It was very nice.
Okay. When you say very nice, what do you mean?
I mean because of the yesterday exercise which you were doing, he was always telling. He was always trying to say, be focused. He was telling while we are chanting, every time the mind deviates, he was telling every 5 to 10 minutes time he was telling this word.
Yeah.
You know, every time my mind is going and coming back because of that. That really helped me even today's morning chanting. I was just remembering how I feel chanting with yogi. So every time I'm telling, every 10 to 15 minutes, be focused. In that way, right, my chanting has improved.
Okay. Improved means what?
In the sense, I could hear the holy name very nicely.
Oh, thank you. You were able to hear Krishna's holy name.
Yes.
That means that your consciousness touched the sound vibration of Krishna's holy name. How nice. Thank you. What is your name, Paul?
Raja.
You are really king if you can do that. Then you become Maharaj. Thank you. Anyone else like to say how their chanting was this morning? Okay, Lala.
I realized it was, I was too tired with my chanting and I could have, you know, tried a bit more.
What do you mean when you say casual in your chanting?
It says that first few minutes you remember everything, what you discuss, and then you chant along, and then your mind wanders around, and I just don't know what I'm really doing in the present.
Well, yes. And then what did you do when you didn't know what you were doing?
It took me a while to figure out where I was, and I had to get back, I had to chant a little louder so that I could,
Yes.
And get my concentration back.
Yeah. And you were able to concentrate by the end?
So, yeah.
Yeah. Now, just remember that what Raja said just now, that the group leader, by his reminding the devotees in his group in his simple way just to be focused, it actually helped. So although it's all sitting together is one thing and we tend to want to go wandering around, but actually this is a very simple and important time that we have together, and the group leaders probably they want to just be by themselves too, but they actually can help others in this such a simple way. And when we help others, what happens? Yeah, there's a little special help from Krishna that comes when we help others. Because there's some unselfishness there. So that's a message for those who are in the groups, the leaders. And anyone can be a leader in that sense. Very simple. Thank you. One more. Anyone else like to say how they did this morning in their japa? Just wait one moment. I want to see if there's any other. Oh, it's almost the same. Okay.
I wasn't really conscious that Krishna was present before me. I'd have to remind myself, and for a few mantras, maybe I'd be more conscious. And then again, it would go away. Towards the end, it was a little better.
Yeah. And I find that, and what similar to what Krishnagraja Prabhu said, there's a tendency to be casual. When I mean casual, it means when you say you have a casual acquaintance, what does that mean? Or you have a casual relationship with someone, what does that mean? Yeah, and you're familiar, you see them every day, and okay, it's the same old person with the same old face and the same old everything. Who cares, basically? Why don't you get a new face or something? So casual means you take it for granted. So, and without chanting, one of the dangers of our chanting japa, and one devotee brought it up, Mataji brought it up to me yesterday, is that, if we say we have to chant 16 rounds a day, it can become mechanical. Instead, and we want a spontaneous attraction to occur, so if we give it if we say we have to do it, and especially a specific number of rounds, couldn't that become casual? So there are many ways to speak about this point, but there's really a tendency for it to become casual and mechanical because you have to do it every day, and everything that you have to do every day can easily lose any intensity. It can easily lose any feeling to it. So we have to bring our consciousness in to what we're doing. We have to bring our consciousness. Why am I here? What am I doing? You know, who am I? The whole thing. Why am I doing this? And actually, I read an answer that Prabhupada gave to that question. It's the 16 rounds. Why do we give a number to it? Because there is some truth in that. But the acharyas really know what they're doing. Because it's like the starter motor in a car. And what is the effect of a starter motor? Do they still have starter motors, or is everything too electronic for that? Does anyone even know? A starter motor is the little motor that when you turn the key in the car, the little motor starts the big motor. So the chanting, the prescribed number of rounds, you have to do it, is to start the big motor of our desire to chant Krishna's names and never stop. If we had to wait till we felt like it to start chanting Hare Krishna, some days it would be okay, but some years or decades it may not happen at all. So it's important to bring our consciousness to our chanting. Why am I chanting? Well, ask yourself that question. Well, why do I chant? Well, because I've already promised, you know, I have to, because everyone else and people are going to criticize me if they see my counter beads are only... We can always trick them and say, you go the other way. I've already... But what is it that, why do we chant? Ask yourself that question. Challenge yourself. Why am I here? Why am I here? Because I've been doing it for so many years and it's just a habit. Well, it's better to have that habit than other habits. I mean, people have all kinds of nasty habits that degrade them, certainly, and cause the mind so much problems. So this habit, what can be criticized about the habit of chanting Krishna's names? So, but ask yourself that question. And as we heard Prabhupada say, does anyone remember anything from what Prabhupada said yesterday? Yeah. Yeah, and that's what the Bhagavat is, the Bhagavatam is. Yes, what else? Anyone remember anything else? It's hard to, yes, dear Prabhu. Yeah, Krishna is there in. He said the Bhagavad Gita, and also in the Krishna's name. Don't think otherwise. So if we have a casual relationship with Krishna, you know, Hare Bol Krishna. Hare Bol. Chant Hare Krishna. No, he's the Supreme Lord. Before we can have a spontaneous loving relationship with him, as do the residents of Vrindavan, we have to first remember that he's the Supreme Lord and develop that relationship. And actually the Bhagavatam says, Sukadev Goswami says, that remembering both kinds of activities of Krishna are important and filled with nectar. The ones where he exhibits his position as Parameshwar, the Supreme Lord, and also his ever so sweet dealings with his devotees in Vrindavan. So today is an important day because we can do it in many ways, and we'll do it probably in a mixture of ways, but we'll chant 64 rounds, and we can do it, well, got them done, I did it, and one devotee once called it pushing beads. And sometimes that happens, the chanting is just pushing beads. But there's higher levels of chanting, which will bring our consciousness, because being in touch with Krishna, it elevates our consciousness. And that's one thing that I notice, is that if this quality in my chanting of my japa, my consciousness is much better during the day. And days of better consciousness means a life of better consciousness. Clearer, more refined, less attracted to lower things. So it's in our interest. What to speak of prema, pumarto mahan, the great goal of loving Krishna. But it's in our interest to chant in a Krishna conscious way. And it's intelligent to do what's in one's own interest, self-interest.
Why?
Because it's in our interest to do what's in our interest, obviously. Okay, now we will see something very wonderful. And not only will we see something very wonderful, we will hear something very wonderful. And not only will we see something so wonderful and hear something so wonderful, we will see someone so wonderful and very powerful. And I'll give, there's something I'll ask you to do as we are seeing and hearing, but I'll tell you that later. Okay. Let it begin. Becoming fortunate. Is there anyone who doesn't want to become fortunate? No one volunteered for that one. So Prabhupada is going to speak and write down in the midst of seeing him and, yes, seeing him and hearing him, write down any points or any words that are significant, especially significant for you. Vishnu, you ready? Yes, if you're going to write it down, you'll definitely need something to write it on. And not only that, you need something to write with. Ready? If you're ready, say, Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna.
If you're not ready, say, Hare Krishna. Okay, we're ready. Go ahead. Take notes. Oh, yes. Simultaneously watch Srila Prabhupada and listen to his words. But also write down the words that Srila Prabhupada speaks, multitasking. Very good. Write down the words that seem most relevant for your own advancement in Krishna consciousness. I think it's not working. I wonder why. It could be. It could be that it didn't transfer properly. Could be. Let's try it again. And you, if you move the, that would be a great shame. But we're always ready for the unexpected. Now, at the bottom of the screen, when it opens up, there's a. Yeah. What do you just. You can move it over with the bar on the left. No, but at the bottom. There's a bar at the left. Yeah, pull it over. With that. No better luck. No, I don't have another copy of this in my back pocket. But if Murli goes to the... Bring my computer and see if we can try it a different way. But the computer's at the house. Huh? Excuse me? No. We'd have to... It's a particular program. But don't worry. Because as we're already used to doing the second part first and the third part second and the first part last, we're going to try something like that and see what happens. Now, the third part was of special interest to me anyway. Maybe we can open some windows too. And because who remembers the title of this presentation? Becoming Fortunate. Now, we all in our mind, in our own thoughts, we have different definitions of what it means to become fortunate and what good fortune is. And also, not only that, if we are asked sort of what do we consider good fortune occurring to us, we all know the right answer. We could say, oh, to learn to love Krishna is most fortunate. But also, we have hidden inside, we have some other ideas of things that we would like to happen to us that we think would make us fortunate as well. And sometimes, those are even greater and more powerful in our lives than the element of our life that tells us, or the part of us that tells us that love of Krishna, prema, pumarto, mahan, is the greatest element of fortune for us. We have different forces pushing us in different directions. Has anyone noticed that? Now, there is a very interesting statement, one of quite a few interesting statements made by Gargacharja in the 8th chapter of the 10th canto. Because Gargacharja, Gargamuni, was the presiding priest of the Yadu dynasty. And Vasudev sent him to Vrindavan to perform the Namakaran, the sanskar for giving Krishna a name. Because Vasudev, because Krishna was the son of Vasudev. So Vasudev wanted auspiciousness for his boy. So he sent Gaugacharya to perform the sanskara, the ceremony that would give him his name, Krishna his name, and also add some more auspiciousness to his life. So when Gaugacharya came, who did he see in Vrindavan? He saw Nanda Maharaj. And Nanda Maharaj at that time was not in his capital city. At that time he was still, it was Gokul. He wasn't in Gokul, Mahavan, but he was taking care of the calves in a different part of Vrindavan. And he was more or less alone. And Krishna was with him. And when Nanda Maharaj saw Gaugacharya, he thought, oh, this is my great fortune. Great fortune. Why was he thinking that? Because this powerful Brahmana priest had come, who was basically, he was Sri Kalagya. He could tell everything, he knew everything. In the past, everything in the present, everything in the future. We are so the opposite of that. Not only do we not know the future, we generally don't even know the present, what's going on. We have to remind ourselves, remember where I am, who I am. And the past gets all confused in our mind. But he knew everything. And he was a powerful astrologer too. Jyotish Shiromani. And he asked Gaugacharya, Nanda Maharaj asked Gaugacharya, because he wanted auspiciousness for his son. And this is the telling quality of the residents of Vrindavan. All of them, regardless of their relationship with Krishna, everyone in Vrindavan's love and life and consciousness was centered on Krishna only. Krishna was everything, or Krishna is everything for the residents of Vrindavan. And Srila Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami Maharaj, he describes in Chaitanya Charitamrita and Adi Leela that regardless of what it appears externally, what's going on with the residents of Vrindavan, he gives the example of the Braja Gopis who loved Krishna in the mood of young girls loving their boyfriend. And they would dress themselves. They would comb their hair. They would look in the mirror. But there is no vanity in that. It was all for Krishna's pleasure. Again, this is the hallmark. This is the essence of the mood of the residents of Vrindavan. Due to the nature of their spontaneous love for Krishna, they were always and only thinking of Krishna. And their motivation wasn't, as we were saying about chanting our rounds, because we have to. And it wasn't casual in the sense of, oh, we already did this, we've been seeing Krishna every day, can't we see someone else? It wasn't casual in that way. Because they were completely in love with Krishna, and Krishna was the perfect object, is the perfect object of their love, because he's ever fresh. He's ever performing newer and newer pastimes that charm the heart. And all his ways of dealings are so charming to the consciousness. So that is Krishna. He is the one that if we open our relationship with him, we will never become casual. We will never become stale or hackneyed. And also with Krishna in the form of his holy names. it actually never will become stale. It never will become, oh, I have to do this again. How many more left? If we are actually in relationship with Krishna through His holy names. But does that tally? Does that add up to my experience? And the answer is, for me, no. It becomes sometimes pushing beads. So that implies that actually I'm not dealing with Krishna. Practically speaking, actually speaking, I'm not dealing with Krishna when that happens. I'm not dealing with the one who Mahaprabhu says that if we chant his names, Anandam Buddhi Vardhanam. What does Anandam Buddhi Vardhanam mean? Excuse me? An ever-increasing ocean of ecstasy. That is what it's like. We have seen and we heard about the great, we heard about Chaitanya Das last night. Because he saw Mahaprabhu, he was ever merged in an ever-increasing ocean of ecstasy. And that indeed is what the soul is longing for. And it means, practically speaking, that we have to stop continuously and only dealing with our, with our minds. Which is what happens when I sit down to chant Krishna's names. Krishna's names don't often enter my consciousness. It's just me and my thoughts, continuously and only. So, in any case, Nanda Maharaj asked Garga Muni, seeing him, he thought, this is so fortunate, because this is going to, your presence is going to benedict Krishna, my boy, my son. Of course, he wasn't calling him Krishna at that time, because Garga Muni gave him the name of Krishna. So, Gargacharya said that if I perform the ceremony, then Kamsa is going to understand, because I'm the priest of the Yadu dynasty, he's going to think that this boy Krishna is actually that boy who is going to kill him. That has been predicted. That Yogamaya said he has been born somewhere else. He has already taken his birth somewhere else. If I perform the ceremony, and everyone knows about it, and Kamsa knows about it, he's going to assume this boy is the son of Vasudeva, and he's going to harm him, he's going to kill him. And Nanda Maharaj thought, oh no, what to do? And life is really like this too. On one side there is something good, and if we don't do it, we lose it. And on the other side, we lose if we do do it. So Nanda Maharaj thought of a way to reconcile the two points. He said, why don't you perform the ceremony in a private place, in the cowshed, in this humble place, and no one will know about it. And although no one was supposed to know about it, the residents of Vrindavan, from that time onward, would always quote what Gargacharya said. When he spoke about Krishna, when he spoke about Krishna's position and who he was, all the residents of Vrindavan would always quote Gargacharya. Nanda Maharaj would always quote Gargacharya, and everyone else had this fixed in their mind. And he said, this boy, Gargacharya, when he performed the ceremony, first he spoke about Baladev. And what names did he give Baladev? He gave him three names. Does anyone know one of them? Sankarshan. That was the third one, which because he will unite the two dynasties. Second one, Rama, Bala, third one. Bala and Rama. So he's called Baladev or Balaram because he has so much bala or strength. And he has the strength to give pleasure because he's always in pleasure, the greatest pleasure himself. So there's one verse that Gaugacharja speaks about Balaram, and then he speaks many about Krishna. And he says that Krishna has taken many, many births. He is called Triyuga because he takes birth in three of the different yugas, but our acharyas explain it's also four, but this is the yuga avatar. And he has taken many, many births. And he has many forms and he has many pastimes. And he says, Eshavai Shreya Adasvad Gopagokul Nandana Anena Sarvadogani Anjas Yasya Trishita. Oh, I think I got it right. Yunja Masyas Trishita Anena Sarvadogani. He says, why don't you open it up, take the computer out, and then when it's all booted up and everything, hand it to me and we'll see what we can do. So this verse, now where should we have our consciousness right now? Consider that. This verse, what Gaga Muni says is that this boy will bring auspiciousness to you. The whole community, he will bring auspiciousness. And anena sarva durgani. That if you keep your consciousness on this boy, sarva durgani, all the obstacles, all the difficulties of your life will be overcome. This boy is so wonderful and so powerful. If you place your consciousness on him, all difficulties in your life will be overcome. Tasmad nanda atma joyam te narayana samogunai. He is equal to Lord Narayan in qualities because the resonance of Vrindavan, this son of yours, nanda atmaja, this boy, he is equal to Narayan in qualities. Because Nanda Maharaj's worshipable deity was Lord Narayan. He is equal to Lord Narayan in qualities. Shriya Kirti Yanubhavena Gopitrapta Samahita. That if you take care of him, you will get Sriya, the goddess of fortune will shine upon you, and Kirtya, Anubhavena, will follow you. Kirti means fame. Now, in this world, as I said, we have different concepts of what is fortune. And mixed in with our desire to become Krishna conscious, to love Krishna, there's desire often for fame and wealth. And we chase after those subtly and grossly. But here, Gaga Muni is saying that if you become Krishna conscious, if you take care of this boy, and if you put your consciousness on him, then these things will follow you. Everyone is looking after fortune and hoping fortune will smile upon us. But if we put our consciousness on Krishna and take care of Him, then automatically everything will come to us. Now, this is going to take me 1 or 2 minutes, perhaps, to see if we have a future in this presentation. Now, what should you do during this time? Yes, because it's a 64-round day. And the difficulty will be that you don't want to just push beads now. So put your consciousness on what you're doing and chant Krishna's names. And try to hear one name of Krishna or one mantra. Whoops. I'll need the mouse. Really try and do this. Be determined. And if you don't have the strength, you have Balaram to help you. What is fortunate and what is unfortunate is sometimes very difficult to tell the difference between. But we can see this is fortunate. This is the real thing. Okay. I would like to just, because this, the title of this is Becoming Fortunate, the presentation, and Krishna willing, it will work now. So we were speaking about Gaugacharya's words that if we take shelter of Krishna, if we actually place our consciousness on Him, then everything follows. Shreya Kirtya Abhidasena Sarva Do Anena Sarva Dogani, all difficulties removed. But there was one verse that I really noticed this morning that I wanted to share with you, where he speaks directly about fortune, because Prabhupada is going to speak about fortune and misfortune. Where Gaugacharya, in talking about Krishna, says, Ye etasmin Mahabhaga. Mahabhaga means great fortune. Ye etasmin Mahabhaga Pritim Korvanti Manava. That if a person develops attraction for Krishna, then he is actually fortunate. And this is what we want to do. This is our goal, so to speak. We want to develop an attraction and an affection for Krishna, just as we have attraction and affection for so many things of this world, which are really just like smoke. Smoke in the sense of, if you take this projector and project, you can actually project an image upon smoke and fog. But there is no substance again. That is mostly where our affection lies or is placed, in the smoke and fog of the continuously changing material world, starting with this continuously changing and doomed material body. We place our affection or our identification upon it. This is me, and everything connected to it is mine. And it is fleeting, it is flickering. But yet it is there. So our charges have prayed, just as my affection is placed naturally on so many objects, fleeting, flickering, smoke-like, fog-like objects of the material world that have no substance, let my affection and attraction to you be like that. Very intense and filling our consciousness. And when one is attracted to Krishna in that way, when one has pity for Krishna, Mahabhaga, that is the greatest fortune. Will we actually realize that? We can, and develop that pretty. Prabhupada was insistent. Mahaprabhu was insistent. Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur was insistent. All the followers, all are assistant. All the followers of Mahaprabhu. Krishna is insistent on this point. That just by chanting Krishna's names properly, everything will occur. Everything positive will occur. From Cheto Dharpana Marjanam, from the heart being cleansed, to Anandam Buddhi Vardhanam, to an ever-increasing ocean of our relationship with Krishna, and swimming in that ocean. Just by chanting Krishna's names. So Prabhupada wanted everyone to take this chanting, take Krishna's names, take it with you, take it with you, take it with you, it's yours, Krishna's names are yours, and Krishna is Krishna's names, Krishna is yours, take him, take him, take him. When? Any time, where? Any place, every place, any time, you can be with Krishna. Grihe tako mani tako sara hare bolo dako. Dako means call out the names of Krishna, and if we actually stop relating just with our mind and touch Krishna's name with our consciousness, and that's done by the simple process of combining the tongue and the ear. And the ear part is the part that brings the consciousness there. Hearing. Yad yad diyatar urugaya bhavavanti tam tam panayeshi sada nugraha. By Krishna's mercy, he enters our heart through the channel of our ear. This was actually the first part. Part A of the third part. Now we'll hear the first part, and then we'll go back to part three.
With the second
part. Oh, you'll find out. Krishna willing. So we could. Yes. Yes. Now let's see if Krishna will provide sound to Prabhupada's words. Yes, the instructions should come again. Yes, take notes. So you have to do three things at once. Watch, hear, listen to Prabhupada's words, and write down words that Prabhupada speaks that especially you think are relevant for your life, your Krishna consciousness, which is your life. Okay. Oh, now we're understanding that the problem is something else. So it's either in the connection. But it works on my computer, so. So. Yes, why don't we bring that computer over and just plug it in and we'll see. So, yeah. You have to start it to open it. Just see. Now we're ready for part B of part three, perhaps. Who started chanting already? Very good. Keep your consciousness on it, though. Well, as soon as that moves over, okay. Technology, when it's good, it's very, very good. And you never know which way it's going to go. Whether it's going to crash, attack, become sick with a virus, or what? Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. Yeah, you can do that one will work. You can go to the desktop too. Okay? Yeah, we'll find out. Now no one's so certain. Yes. We'll get it. Krishna willing. Let's see if Krishna is willing. Because if the more eager we are to hear Prabhupada, the more we'll listen. It is not an easy thing to hear someone like Prabhupada. Okay, it's okay. When you make it, enlarge it to the full screen first, please. Okay. No. I wonder why. It's the connection cord isn't working. Yes, and this one is... Yes, I heard something. So why don't we just use a microphone? Don't take it personally, Prabhu. It's all right. Okay, back it up a little bit. Now listen carefully. Here is our opportunity to hear what Prabhupada wishes to tell us. We can be able to keep it so we can actually hear it though? Okay, we'll try our best. So you have to be very determined to take notes. Okay.
Means voluntarily accepting the difficulties of life. Sometimes tapasya in the system of tapasya in hot season, summer, and scorching heat of the sun, still they ignite some fire all down and sit down in the midst and meditate. There are some processes of tapasya like that. In chilly cold, one goes into the water up to the neck and meditates. These things are prescribed in tapasya, but Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu does not give you such prescription. He gives you a very nice program. Chant, dance and take prasad. still we are arguing. We cannot accept this tapasya. You see, we are so fallen. Sushukham kartumabhyam. This is a kind of tapasya which is very easy to do and it is very pleasant. Still we are not. Thank you. We shall rot in the street, lie down, anywhere and everywhere, and still I shall drink and have sex and lie down. What can be done? We are giving good facilities. Come here, chant, dance, and live very peacefully and take Krishna prasad, be happy, but people will not accept. That is called misfortune. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu therefore said, Itadrishi tava kripa bhagavan mamapi duddhaiva yudhisham iha janinanuragam. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu says, Namnamakari bahula nijasadva shakti. In the transcendental holy name of God, Krishna, there is all potencies. As Krishna has got unlimited potencies, similarly, in the name, holy name of Krishna, there is unlimited potency. So, Namnamakari Bhuda, and there are many names of Krishna. Krishna has got thousands and thousands of names. Krishna name is the chief name. Namnamakari Bhuda Nijasadva Shakti Tatrakita Niyamita Smaranina Kala. And there is no hard and fast rule that you have to chant in this time or that time. No. Any time. Any time you can take. And the name is identical with Krishna. On this logic, the name, holy name of Krishna, is Krishna, is no other than Krishna. Don't think that Krishna is living in Kulaka Vrindavan and the name is different. Just like in material world we have got this conception. The name is different from the fact. But in absolute world there is no such difference. That is called absolute. The name is as potential as Krishna is. So you have got this tongue. You can chant Krishna, Hare Krishna. Immediately you become directly in touch with Krishna. Immediately. Because the name Krishna and Krishna person is not different, identical. So even if you think that Krishna is far, far away, Krishna is not far, far away. Krishna is within you. He is not far away. He is far away at the same time nearest. So, even if you think that Krishna is proper, his name is there. You chant Hare Krishna, Krishna becomes immediately available. Anyamitas, and for making Krishna available in this shortcut way, there is no hard and fast rule. You can chant any time. Immediately you get Krishna. Let's see the mercy of Krishna. Therefore, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu says that Etadrishi tava kripa, my dear Lord, you have given me so nice facilities to contact you, but duddhaiva yudhisham iha, I am so unfortunate, I have no attachment for this thing. I have no attachment. I have got so many attachments for other things, but I have no attachment for chanting Hare Krishna. This is my misfortune. Krishna has given so much facilities that he is present before you by transcendental vibration in his name, and the name has got all the potencies of Krishna. So if you remain in contact with the name, you get all the benefit of Krishna's benediction, but still I am not inclined to chant Hare Krishna. This is misfortune.
Anything strike you about Prabhupada's words? Yes, Prabhu. Veda, excuse me, it's going to be disturbing you, distracting. Either that or in the kitchen, yes. No, better to wait till right after then. Better to wait till right after. I'm sorry. We're fortunate because the pasya is very simple. So we're unfortunate, we're fortunate. Yeah, quite interesting. Fortune and misfortune are in our hand. As soon as you chant Hare Krishna, Krishna becomes available as soon as you chant. Yes. Loudly though. Attractive. One of the Matajis had their hand raised just then. Thank you. Yes? Unlimited potency, as Krishna is unlimitedly potent, Krishna's name. Just think about what that means, unlimitedly potent. We can't conceive of what unlimitedly potent means, by definition, with a finite mind. But Krishna is there, unlimited. Potent, unlimitedly beautiful, unlimitedly attractive. Krishna is there in his name. So Prabhupada wants to encourage the devotees, or everyone, to take this, just take it and take it. But chant properly too. Yes, it's better to chant improperly than not to chant at all. But let us make the endeavor to chant properly. Why? Because it will bring us closer to Krishna. To get the result that we in our hearts so deeply long for. To be with Krishna. To be with the all-attractive Supreme Person. The best friend. Suridam, Surit, the closest friend, heartfelt friend of everyone. So this retreat is meant for us to increase our fortune. And this is our opportunity today to increase our fortune. Now, Gaugacharya, Gaugamuni, explained that if we develop priti for Krishna, that is Mahabhaga. That is the greatest fortune. And the most fortunate persons, therefore, are the residents of Vrindavan, because they only have one thing, one person on their mind. It's Krishna. Whether it's a good day, a bad day, whether it's raining, thunderstorming, or the sun is shining, their thoughts are only on Krishna, their consciousness is captivated Krishna, and Krishna is actually attracted to their consciousness. The all-attractive becomes attracted to the consciousness of those who love him, because he's a person. We have those qualities, and he has them to the highest degree. Now, I wanted to read a few prayers of the residents of Vrindavan. What do we compare when we sing what we usually call the samsara prayers, but as Sachinanda Maharaj has pointed out, they're actually the anti-samsara prayers. They're not the prayers for samsara or repeated birth and death, but they're the prayers to remove it. In the first, very first one, what is samsara or material life, continued repeated in birth, compared to? A forest fire, Mahadava Agni, and Navapanam extinguishes. Now, in the 10th canto of the Bhagavatam, first in chapter 17, right after Kaliya is killed, chastised, and then in the next chapter, the coward boys are playing in Bandiravan, and a great demon by the name of, who comes? Palambasura comes, and right after Palambasura is dispatched by whom? By Balaram. That's such an amazing story. What a pastime that is. It's so much fun, actually. But that's not what we're going to relate right now. But right after that, the boys are in the forest, and this is in the 19th chapter, and the boys are in the forest, and while they're playing, the cows wander away. And then the boys, went looking for the cows, they were in anxiety because they love the cows. This is the nature of the cowherd men. It's not a business enterprise they're dealing with the cows. They actually have a relationship with the cows, and they love the cows. The cows are so lovable. And also, because the cowherd men depend on the cows and love the cows naturally give so much milk because the milk is the transformed affection of the cows. So that's their reciprocation. And the cowherd community depends on the cows. So the boys, when the cows had wandered away, they were young boys and they had responsibility for taking care of the wealth of the family. And they were playing. Because that's what young boys do, whether they have responsibility or not. They want to play. But when the cows went missing, the boys were in great anxiety. And they followed the footprints of the cows. And they tracked the path of eaten grass. And they found the cows had wandered into the Muntavali forest, which is a forest full of reeds. A different kind of forest. And they had found their cows. And Krishna began calling the cows. That's how they found them. He went to the top of a nearby hill and took off his pitambar, his uttariya, his cloth, and he waved it in the air and called out his yellow cloth. And he called out the cows by name. And the cows responded when Krishna called their names by moo. They were mooing in response. And they were starting to come back with the boys and the calves. And suddenly, and our acharyas say that a friend of Palambasura had just been killed by Balaram, he started a great forest fire. And this, the killing of, or the chastising of Kaliya, took place in the hot summer season, and the hot summer season in Vrindavan gets so hot and everything is dry. And this friend of Palambasura started a forest fire. He lit a fire in this dry, hot time. And immediately, well, the residents of Victoria know all about forest fires in the hot summer. Very dangerous. Terrifyingly dangerous.
Is this in the reed forest?
Yeah, Muntavali Forest. Yes. And suddenly that forest fire surrounded the boys and the cows. Now these boys and these cows, they only knew Krishna. Not that they didn't know other things, but they only knew Krishna in the sense that Krishna was everything for them. Krishna Mata, Krishna Pita, Krishna Pranadan. Krishna was everything for them. And whenever there was any difficulty, they did not pull out their mobile phones and dial 0, what is it, 000 or 0000, or you better know that in case there's an emergency if you're taking shelter of your mobile phone. And not, they didn't do it, and they didn't even care that they didn't have them. 3G, 4G, forget it. They had Krishna. And any time they were happy, they turned to Krishna. Any time they were sad, they turned to Krishna. In all circumstances, they turned to Krishna. And there they were, surrounded by this forest fire. And guess where to whom they turned? Who do you think they turned to? Now, when there is terror in the heart, it's not like you can sit back and think, well, now this is quite a dangerous time. And I think that it may be good to find out where my shelter really is. And I think probably this won't work and this won't work. Well, yes, oh yes. I think I should chant Krishna's names. Oh yes, and I should chant very seriously and sincerely because it is a terrifying time now and I might die in half a moment. No, that isn't how it works when one is terrified. The mind works terribly in terrifying situations. It freezes. Pain. You can't breathe. The heart starts beating like that. Just in the consciousness grasps. Where is my shelter? It grasps. Where it's habituated to running for shelter. And the cowherd boys only had one shelter, and that was Krishna. And they held on to Krishna because that's what they always did. They always held on to Krishna. Gaugacharya had said, Anena Sarva Durgani. Yunjanasyas tadishyata, you will cross over all obstacles, all difficulties by this boy's mercy. And they saw so many times. They saw it with Putana, they saw it with Trinavarta, they saw it with Shakatashura, they saw it with and other times too, that Krishna was somehow, they were thinking by the grace of Lord Narayan, but somehow Krishna always protects us and is always safe, and he's all so powerful and he's so beautiful and we love him so much. He has captured our heart that all day and all night long we just simply think about him and want to be with him. Because we've experienced him. So there's just a few prayers that the cowherd boys say at this time. O Krishna, 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 Mahavira. We have Viras, but then we have Mahaviras. Oh Krishna, oh Krishna. This type of chanting, they're chanting Krishna's names. This type of chanting where there is no other shelter but Krishna is the kind of chanting that not only are we touching Krishna with our consciousness, we're embracing Him fully because we have no other way to, place to go. The mind will grasp for something and hold on so tightly to where it thinks its shelter is. And if the mind in difficulty grasps onto things that are actually false shelters, we are in great, great trouble. Like a drowning man, he will hold on to anything. And if you try to save him and you're not an expert, he will pull you down because you aren't an appropriate shelter. Good intentions aren't sufficient. The mind, our minds, my mind, we wanted to develop attachment to Anena Sarva Dogani Yunjanasyas Tirshita. And if we develop that through priti, as Gaugacharya said, through attachment, affection for Krishna, then we are Mahabhaga. So they said, greatly fortunate, most fortunate, because we have our shelter. Krishna, Krishna, Mahavira, He Rama, Amoga, Vikrama, Dava, Angena, Dayamana, Prapanams, Tratum, Arhata. O Krishna, O Krishna, most powerful one. O Rama, whose prowess never fails, please save your devotees who are about to be burned by this forest fire and have come to take shelter of you. This forest fire of material existence, it burns. Where is our shelter? They continue. Nunam twad bhandava Krishna na chahantya vasaditum vayam hi sarva dharma gya twan natas twat parayana. Krishna, certainly your own friends shouldn't be destroyed. O knower of the nature of all things, we have accepted you as our Lord, and we are souls surrendered unto you. They have the right to speak to Krishna like that. Your friends shouldn't be destroyed, because you know what is right, you know what is dharma, the nature of things. Is it proper that we are surrounded by this forest fire and we're going to be engulfed by it and burned to ashes? You know what is right. We have accepted you as our Lord, and we are souls surrendered unto you. Chant Krishna's names like this. And you know what? How Krishna responded? Now, we criticize ostriches and rabbits for what? A tiger is attacking them and they close their eyes or put their head in the ground. And Krishna tells the boys to close their eyes. What? There's reasons for this, he tells them. But in any case, just close your eyes and do not be afraid. Do not be afraid when Krishna says, I will take care of you. Do not be afraid. And if all you're doing is closing your eyes, don't be afraid. Because He will take care of you. And they close their eyes, and then very quickly they open their eyes, and they were under the cooling shade of the Bandiravan tree. And they were amazed. Were we just imagining that we were surrounded by a forest fire? And then they looked and they saw that actually Krishna was there and Krishna had taken care of them. There's much that can be said more about this. And then there's another set of forest fire prayers that I will read very quickly, where the resonance of Vrindavan after the chastising of Kaliya, it was so late at night that they didn't want to go back to far away Nandagaon. And all the residents of Vrindavan, the elder cowherd men, the cowherd ladies, the friends, the gopis, they thought this was the greatest idea. Because when Krishna would enter his house at the end of the day, they couldn't see him. But if they all stayed there at the bank of the Yamuna, all night long, they could see Krishna. What a great idea. Krishna was the center of every thought, good or bad. He defined good and bad. They were fortunate. So, they put Krishna in the center. Then they put a group of cowherd men around Krishna to protect him. Then, Nanda Maharaj and the other senior cowherd men, then behind them, another group of the ladies, the wives of the cowherd men, and also their daughters and daughter-in-laws were in the next group. So the cowherd men around Krishna, then the daughters and daughters-in-laws, and then the cowherd men around them, and then the cows and calves around them, and then the warriors who were powerful around them with their bows. And they had Narayan Dwaras, arrows that were powerful. And everyone just looked at Krishna. Everyone was looking at Krishna. And Krishna was looking at Srimati Radharani. And then one rascal friend of Kamsa's started a forest fire in the middle of the night. They heard the roar of the forest fire approaching, and everyone became full of terror. And Nanda Maharaj, seeing the forest fire approaching, he said, what all the residents of Vrindavan said, Krishna, Krishna, Mahabhago. You, O Krishna, Krishna. They were calling out to Krishna. You are the Lord of all Bhaga, fortune, opulence. Hey Ramita Vikrama. Sound familiar? Esha Goratamo Vishni Banis Tavak Grashatehina. O Lord of all opulences, O Rama, possessor of unlimited power, this most terrible fire is about to devour us, your devotees. O Lord, we are your true friends and devotees. We have given everything to you. You are the center of our life. We don't know anything but you. And we have given ourselves to you. please protect us from this insurmountable fire of death. We can never give up your lotus feet, which drive away all fear. And the final verse in the chapter says, Krishna, seeing his devotees so disturbed, swallowed the forest fire. Some of our acharyas say the fire didn't want to be Krishna to eat him, because why? Because the fire would burn him. It was hot, not tasty. Some acharyas say the fire turned into a very cooling drop of nectar. And he couldn't disobey. At the same time, he couldn't disobey Krishna's order. So he didn't want Krishna to eat him, because he didn't want to burn Krishna, and he couldn't disobey Krishna's order. So he turned himself into a cooling drop of nectar and went into the palm of Krishna's hand. Krishna ate him, drank him up. And the coward boys, as we had heard before, Srila Vishwanatha Chakravarti Thakur says, when they were saying, please protect us, what they were thinking was, if we die from this raging forest fire, we will not have your association anymore, and that will be intolerable for us. Krishna, 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 Krishna. That was part two. No, that was part three, right? Part B of part three. Now we'll do part two. Okay? Now you have to uncover the mystery of this part, because I will not give a purport. Go ahead. Oh, we're going to need our own sound system, the microphone. Now pay very close attention to mysterious part two, which has decided to become even more mysterious part three. We need some sound.
What's that, lazy? Lazy foolish is foolish, but he's lazy. He'll not do so harm. But the busy foolish, he'll simply create harm. At the present, the population is busy foolish.
Move the cursor down.
An intelligent man must be lazy, otherwise how can act intelligent? So bad. All right, let me consider. You cannot hope that intelligent man will give his decision easily.
He can be called lazy, but that's not tamaguna.
That is sobriety. Modern tendency is to create busy foolish. problem is the disciplines.
Notice the like, you can write down your thoughts on the significance of that, and then we can go on. Has the offering been made? Srila Prabhupada ki jai, Sisi Gaunatai ki jai, Sri Jagannath Paldev Subhadra Devi ki jai, Sisi Radhubalava ki jai, Srila Prabhupada ki jai, Srila Radhubalava Bhaktavindi ki jai. Please chant. Give it your best while you're chanting.
Oh Krishna.
Hare Marari, Hey Nath Narayana, Vasudeva.
I like that one. I diligently to believe in the